You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Aotearoa's housing crisis has been a salient topic of discussion in New Zealand media. For years, the news has been filled with statistics painting a dire picture of the current state of housing. In a statistics-driven discourse, it's easy to forget the human aspects of a crisis. Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, newly released a report into the housing crisis and looked into why the housing crisis should be viewed as a human rights issue first. I spoke to advisor Jackie Paul about the report's findings, recommendations, and how we can keep the government accountable.
Yeah, so as part of the housing inquiry in the report that we released last week, we found that the housing system has major gaps in accountability, and particularly at a systems level. And what that means is, independent of the government, this notion of constructive accountability is an important part of the right to a decent home, or what the broader public internationally know of it as the right to housing. The second one is really about some of the serious human rights breaches in the emergency housing particularly. And many will know that this is such a huge part of the urgent measures that the government are taking to address, you know, homelessness. And so with that case, you know, the system is failing to deliver the government's immediate human rights obligation. And specifically in the report, we highlight that it's not delivering emergency housing that meets the minimum decency standards. And some people may have heard of some of the, you know, really dire conditions and situations that have come out of those who are experiencing homelessness, particularly in motel accommodation that don't suit their needs. And the last one is around the government's decision in 2020, again, to exclude emergency housing and transitional housing. So this is really about the rights of tenants who live particularly in emergency housing and transitional housing in Aotearoa. What happened is that their protections were removed under that certain legislation, and really reflects, you know, an ongoing breach of its obligation to provide accountability. So some really high, you know, structural things that were highlighted in the report, but really showcases, you know, some of the issues that tenants are having around the lack of protection. So being able to shed light on that as part of the more structural and systemic issue through this report. So that's just a high-level overview, and we really reinforce that this is really unacceptable and it shouldn't be happening here in Aotearoa.
And one of the, I think, biggest outcomes of the report, or what you wanted to call on the government to do, was to recognise that the housing crisis is more than just a housing issue, it's a human rights issue. So can you talk a little bit about why it's so important to view it through that lens as a human rights issue and the wider implications of a housing crisis?
Yeah, I think firstly, like, understanding, you know, the importance of human rights and how these basic rights belong to everybody in Aotearoa, and thinking about these values, you know, and the way in which we understand the importance of a home rather than a house, and really putting those kind of values at the forefront of our housing system. For so long, it's been, you know, a home or a house has been used as a vehicle or a commodity, which is what a part of the, you know, public discourse and debate. But really shifting that narrative to actually say, hey, you know, housing should be and is considered as a human right here in Aotearoa. Now let's collectively recognise that so that we can work together to address some of these issues that many whānau and individuals across Aotearoa are facing. So part of that, you know, signalling the importance of recognising the right to a decent home here in Aotearoa.
Yeah. And the report had 6 key findings. Would you be able to summarise those findings a little bit and talk about those wider implications as well?
Yeah, definitely. So within the report, there were 3 kind of high-level themes. The first one, under thinking about the system and fulfilling the right to a decent home. And one of the proposed actions within the report, we highlight the need to commit to legislative recognition of the right to a decent home shaped by and giving effect to TPP. So there's probably 2 parts that's really helpful for people to understand what this means. So international law, right to housing is recognised, of which Aotearoa New Zealand is a signatory to. However, within national law, we don't actually have any legislative recognition of the right to a decent home. So that's one of the proposals, and that's across the board. And just twofold on the second part of that, around thinking about giving a tereti. So we have a human rights-based framework to addressing, you know, many housing issues, but we also locate it within the context of Aotearoa and ensure that what we are doing aligns and gives effect to tereti and the articles within this context as well. So that is really important. And the kind of theme is really about thinking about how the government can get its hands, you know, and, you know, how do you practice with human rights and the different kind of levers that they have. The second recommendation talks about integrating the right to a decent home into housing policy making processes. So in the report, the Chief Commissioner has provided a housing policy cycle and really should provide some guidance on, you know, things to think about when designing and developing housing policy. And there's a lot more detail in that, and also in alignment, thinking about some of the guidance around tereti as well. So trying to do these both as a dual lens process. The third one is about appointing one or more human rights to tereti and equity officers, particularly within lead housing and housing policy agencies, services, etc. And what that does is it provides a champion essentially within those organisations to ensure that there is a lens across the body of work in terms of policy and programs that are taking place. The fourth one is around fulfilling the obligations set out in tereti, including the obligation to recognise and support, you know, by Māori for Māori approaches to Māori housing. So those are really key kind of proactive approaches that government can undertake within their own body of work. And that specific recommendation is really aligned to the Y2750 housing inquiry as well. So that's only four. And just lastly, because I know this is such a huge kaupapa, but the last one is really about gaps in the accountability kind of space, specifically in the housing system. So strengthening accountability and participation across the housing system. So what that means is thinking about other ways to work both within the kāwanatanga sphere or the crown sphere, both independently and in relation to the tino rangatiratanga sphere, which is with Māori as well. So, you know, what are some of those processes? Then, in addition, independent of those as well. And through that, we were able to highlight the need to implement effective accountability measures to protect and enforce the right to a decent home for everybody, including renters and residents in emergency housing. So that's a whirlwind kind of overview of how big this kaupapa is in this report, and hopefully sheds light just in a few key points.
Excellent. And you mentioned accountability there, and I think that's one of the biggest things to come out of this report, because I think so often we get reports on issues facing Aotearoa, and within a week's time they're forgotten about. So I wanted to ask a little bit about accountability and how the government will be held to account on your findings and what possible change can be implemented because of the work that you guys did.
Yeah, I think firstly, as part of the, you know, shedding light actually for some of the human rights breaches, these are some of the major gaps in accountability, but actually trying to be really strength-based as well as providing, you know, solutions as well. This is what you can do, this is what you could potentially explore. And one of those examples that has come through in the Māori, and kind of understanding what this idea of accountability means within that space, is exploring, you know, a Māori housing authority could look like. Another one is an independent mechanism or constructive accountability body to review and monitor the work, but also potentially provide auditing as well in terms of the progress that government are taking to achieve the right to a decent home. So there are, although we highlight the gaps here, these are some of the solutions as well, and hopefully as part of the broader conversation too. Equip the community as well to be involved in holding the government to account in terms of the right to a decent home. So, yeah, big kaupapa, and hopefully a first step in terms of shaping whatever that looks like and what comes next.
That was Jackie Paul on the Human Rights Commission's new report into the housing crisis. You can find the final report on their website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.